Any hobbies that your family has that you've been interested in over the years?
That's Carl. What, as a family?
No, any of you, like you or your wife, did you have any hobbies?
Well, I used to like to work with wood. I had a small setup in the garage. And then I got interested in other things.
Trains.
Oh.
Model railroading.
Oh, yeah. And did you do those houses?
Yeah, I've got a start.
Oh, those are lovely. Oh. Oh, gee. Yes. Well, that is a wonderful hobby. Yes.
Your dad got me involved in shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we do some of that.
Uh-huh.
Target shooting.
Target, uh-huh.
I'm not much of a hunter. I don't have the heart, you know.
Yes.
To go out there and shoot a little bunny rabbit.
I know. I know. But those houses are lovely, and they are so small, you know, that the detail on them. What are you doing, making a village?
Mm-hmm.
Are you making Main Street?
Well, no.
That sort of looks like it.
That
building.
Yeah. It'd be tough to scratch build all that stuff. It would be nice.
Uh-huh.
You know, to make it look like town, it would be tough.
But it sort of looks like you've got a start on it with that section on the left up there.
With a group of small
Group of stores, uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. And then that building there looks like the one on the southwest corner, sort of. You know, that brick building.
It's actually a hotel in Oregon.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, what do you plan on doing with these?
The hobbies?
Yes.
Well, I'll eventually put it into a layout. I've got all of the stuff right up there.
Oh, that is terrific.
I've been buying that since 1971.
I've saved
my lunch money. Fridays, I usually end up with maybe a couple dollars in my pocket. And I scoot over to the downtown train store in Detroit and buy a little Engage car.
And you like trains also?
Well, I wish I was an engineer. I'd love to be a steam engineer.
Oh, great.
But, it's not that much fun anymore. And, they don't have the cabooses on a lot of them.
I see.
Most of the trains now run around here, don't they break them.
See? More change.
No, that's it.
Right. So that's great to have the older ones if you have them.
Yeah, I've got mostly models of steam. It's a nice hobby.
I've always loved trains. You know, the little ones like that. I'm a girl, but
yeah.
I've always loved trains.
Well, this is a smaller gauge. It's called Engage.
Uh-huh.
It's half the size of Petro, which is the most popular. That's the most popular size.
Oh. Uh-huh.
But, this I can put four times as much track in the same area.
Yes, yes.
That's what I thought I'd do. Eventually I'll get it done.
Well, I think that would be great.
I got 20 years left.
Yes, and once you put that together, I think you should exhibit it somewhere. I think that would be great. You know, to let other people see such great handiwork, I think. That is great. Okay. Wow. Do you have any hobbies?
Well, I've just retired from teaching.
Oh, wow.
Being a teacher, you have lots of things you do at night.
Yes, yes. So,
I've always tried to all spend time with the kids and the kids. kids' activities, and I like to bike around town on my tricycle, and I like to swim in the Yonder swimming pool.
Oh, well, that's nice. Oh, you do have
that's
a nice backyard.
20-year. We've had that about, 12 years?
Oh, that's great.
Carl's over 15 years.
Yeah.
Well, so you're staying very active. You retired from your teaching, but you're very active, right?
Yeah, I find things to do. All the projects I put off for the last 32 and a half years.
That you can try to do now, right. I think that's great.
I can hit my mending pile, except nothing fits anybody anymore.
Oh, that's no fun. I'm talking about things that are fun for you now. I see all that carving is fun for him. It's a lot of work, but it's fun, right? Oh, yes, yes.
I've been helping part-time at the family store while we get some people off for operations and such.
So you've been really busy.
Part-time in that.
Well, you can't wait till you get a little bit more time, huh? I think I have asked you all some questions. Now, see, if I hadn't asked you about your hobbies, I never would have known all about that. And that is great. Yeah.
He still gets excited when a train goes by. He's a little boy.
Yeah. I love to hear that train just go by at night when I hear it go, you know.
Well, I used to go down to the railroad tracks there. Abe Barber was a station master. The station has since been burned down by some of our very active young people, I guess. I used to go down there every Saturday and just watch the trains go by.
Mm-hmm. Was it very active? A lot of
traffic?
Yeah,
there were a lot of trains back then.
Passenger?
We had two passenger trains.
Uh-huh.
I don't know when they discontinued them, but I used to go to Bay City.
Mm-hmm.
From Detroit to Bay City.
Mm-hmm.
One was in the morning, one was toward evening, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the exact schedule.
Yeah. But it was close enough where you could walk down there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really not too far. It's probably half a mile or so from the store. I just love to watch the trains in the morning.
Yeah. Kids miss that today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things they really have missed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the experience that I had living with my grandfather on the farm, probably one of the greatest experiences I ever had in my life.
And all children should experience the farm. Yes. How old were you then?
Well, I used to go up there when I was a young kid, before World War II.
Where was the farm?
On a 5-mile route between Curtis and Dillard.
Oh,
Of course, they didn't have tractors, but they used to have horses.
And you helped him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my jobs when the threshing time came around was to carry the wheat from the old Model T truck that the guy used to have and cut all the threshing days and haul the grain to the granary. One of the jobs.
Where was the granary?
Well, the granary was usually in the barns. And of course, they stationed this. Threshing unit where they were going to put the straw stack.
Yeah.
Back in those days, usually it was right in the barnyard. So we had to haul the grain from the separator to the granaries.
Yeah.
And they were usually, Grappy had two big barns, so he had actually a granary in each one.
Oh. Was that for his own use, or did he sell some of it?
Yeah, that was for
his own use. Okay.
So they used to get the wheat or the oats, whatever they were threshing at that time, and he usually did both at one time.
Mm-hmm.
He was with my
You and your brother went?
Charles went, was up there. He used to go, I don't know how frequently, but he had time to get time too.
Yeah.
But anyway, that experience, I think, is again, something that was important to me.
Yes.
Because it's a different way of life.
Yeah.
Completely different.
Yeah.
You compare that now to the way the Amish were. That's the way the farmers were back.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long would you stay? Just a little while?
I'd stay a couple weeks sometime.
Uh-huh. This was like in the fall or summer,
during
late
summer?
Summer. Uh-huh.
June, July, and August.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I grew up there during haying season. They had a third party. So somebody could lead the horse when you're hauling the hay up in the bows.
Well, now, was that your grandfather's work, or did he work, live there and work in town?
No,
that was his work.
Farming,
uh-huh. They raised, what, vegetables and stuff?
No, he...
Cattle?
Well, of course, back in those days, it was a total farm, but you had cows that you milked.
Oh, yeah.
You sold your milk, and that, mm-hmm. That was your source of money.
Uh-huh.
And then they would have sometimes what they call a cash crop. Beans or something.
They'd
like
bring
that
to town to sell.
And they'd sell that to the granaries.
Uh-huh.
The bills.
Uh-huh.
I know that my mother used to talk about taking potatoes to Ann Arbor and going house to house and selling
those. And selling those.
That's how they did it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how your uncle went to college.
That's how my uncle worked, paid his tuition at
through college.
Eastern Oregon.
Right.
Back in those days, it was called Michigan State Normal.
Right.
And it was a teacher's college. He went there and got his degree.
Mm-hmm.
And paid for his tuition by hauling potatoes to the university, and that was for their dessert for the kids.
Yeah. Different
10 cents a bushel.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
And he went to college on that.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Tuition.
Oh, my. Well, gee, it's been an interesting life.
It has been.
Yes.
Eventually, you know, you do a lot.
And you really don't. You really don't know all the interesting things that you have been doing all your life until you sit down and you start talking about it. And it's really been an interesting life.
I miss the farming life.
Uh-huh.
It's completely different from your life.
But do you know, I think people love to go to the farm, and it's completely different way of life, but I don't think they really realize how hard it is a life till they work on, live on it. Yes, it's constant work. If you're sick, there's nobody to do what you know.
7 days.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't
And if it's a drought or too much rain, yeah, you know, it was a hard life, but they prospered through it, so I don't
know. They never starved.
No, they always ate, that was one thing.
They don't have any money.
Right. Oh, well, this has been very interesting talking to both of you, and we will stop it now.